Hey guys, this is Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu, and right now you're listening to College Survival Guide. I'm DJ Royal, and I'm going to tell you how to survive the best 4 years of your life. Thank you for tuning in on this lovely Friday evening. My show is usually Wednesday nights, 7 to 8, but unfortunately I was unable to make it. I was ringing in my 20th birthday, and I had some other obligations to attend to. But I'm here tonight, and I'm going to give you guys a great show. So thank you so much for tuning in. On that note, I want to talk about friends. So as I mentioned, it was my birthday, and my friends were amazing. Honestly, well, everyone was amazing, like friends, acquaintances, everyone. I love my birthday, of course, as anyone does, but I'm like not super big on like, I don't know, the attention around it. But I really appreciated what everyone did. Honestly, like my friends went above and beyond, and I'm really sentimental, so, and like mushy-gushy, so my friends made me feel like a million bucks, which is really nice. And I'm usually the person that likes making a big deal about other people's birthdays, so I felt really special. So it was really, really a nice moment in my life, so it was good. So back to friends. They always say that college friends are the ones that last forever, and so far I believe that to be true. I've met so many amazing friends in my time at college. And you're going to start out, and one thing, so starting out the show, talking about friends, I want to talk about branching out. So as I've mentioned in my two previous shows, you're going to go to college not knowing anyone, not really knowing what to expect, and there's a bunch of people coming from different places, different backgrounds, and you're not really going to know, like, you know, who, you may not know, like, how to approach people, or, like, you know, they're definitely, you know, as I mentioned again, they're going to have, like, orientation and stuff where you get to know people, and you're kind of forced to get to know people, but I know there's also, like, the awkwardness with, like, getting to know new people, and for myself personally, when I came to college, I was, like, so used to what I'd already known in high school, and, you know, I had already made my set of friends, and I'd known them, and they knew me, and we knew each other really well, and there was just a lot of history there, and a lot of memories that were made, and we kind of, like, grew up at a really important time. You know, high school is a really transformative time as well, so when I came to college, I kind of just didn't really know how to go about, like, making friends in a way, and I was, like, just so not really used to, I was, like, okay, I have to start over, and it was a really good thing, but it was also really scary, because I was, like, none of these people know me, I'm not back at high school, they don't know what my high school friends know, like, they don't know me that way, so when I was talking to people and getting to know people, I had to remember that, like, okay, they don't know that maybe I'm joking around, or maybe I mean this when I say that, or whatever. So it was definitely a new thing, and I think it's a new thing for everyone. But definitely, first thing, branch out. So your roommate, you're going to get a roommate or two. They don't have to be your best friend. If anything, my big piece of advice, maybe you don't want to be best friends with your roommate, because I think that can definitely change, like, the dynamic with a friendship. From what I've heard, like, there's people that they go to live with their best friend, and it's just kind of weird, and it kind of changes the relationship, and since you're with each other 24/7 and you're sharing the same space and you're just kind of in each other's hair, it's definitely a different, it changes the friendship, and it can definitely affect it. Of course, this isn't you know, a fact with everyone. There's everyone's different, and people have different living styles, and I think it's also different with boys and girls. You know, there's a little bit less, like, drama and whatnot with guys as opposed to girls, but it also depends on the guy or the girl, you know. But for the most part, from what I've heard from a lot of people, definitely branch out. You don't need to be BFFs with your roommates starting out. You can be their friend, and you can, like, maybe you will be best friends with them, but don't feel obligated to only hang out with them, or be limited by, like, you know, hanging out with them all the time and doing what they want and just doing, like, roommate bonding and all of that. You can branch out. You meet other people in clubs, in the lunchroom, in the library, in class, and wherever you go. So, yeah. And, of course, you don't want to lose your best friend or best friends by living with them. I've heard horror stories about how people aren't friends anymore because they're roommates and over just silly drama. And that really just put a big separation in their friendship and really kind of diminished it. But then on the other hand, I've heard stories of people rooming with their best friends and they become so much closer and it's such a wonderful experience. But then I do have to say, as far as, quote, living with your friends, I feel like that happens anyway. So when you're in the dorms, like last year, I lived in Edgehill Village at my school, and they're more apartment-style buildings. So there's the room, there's two bedrooms, and then you guys share a bathroom. So there's four people living in the suite. They called it suites. And then there's a living room with, like, chairs. You know, we've had a TV in there and, like, a tapestry, coffee table, all that stuff. So there's that type of style, and that's where I lived last year. And my friends, like, even though, well, my roommate was one of my really good friends, which that was really nice to have her. Like, we knew each other, we kind of like knew different quirks and stuff about each other, so it was a really nice living arrangement. I was so grateful for that. And then my suite mates were, of course, really nice. We didn't really know them that well, but that ended up kind of being a good thing. Like, we were cordial and nice. But we didn't feel obligated to hang out, and we just kind of did our own thing. They had their friends, I had mine, and so did my roommate. So it was a really nice situation. It was actually perfect for last year. But as far as living with my friends, my friends were in Edgehill Village as well, all of them. So my group and a lot of the people I hang out with, they were all, even though we were in separate rooms, we went over to each other's rooms, we hung out, like, everyone kind of knew, like, the different hangout spots and stuff and whose room to go to, like, for this or that, or, like, on what days. And there were a lot of times, you know, we'd have sleepovers or other things. And so I still feel like I live with my friends. And I know that that's a really important part of your college experience, is living with your friends and communal living. And it's a new experience, and it's really fun. But I felt like it was perfect. The dorm situation is almost the most ideal situation as far as living with friends, because you don't have to be, like, up each other's butts in the rooms themselves, but you still get to, you know, go right two steps away or next door or, like, the room across the way to go hang out with them, and it's basically the same idea, and it's basically just, like, a constant sleepover, and you still get to hang out with them. And you know what they say about college friends? Growing up, I always heard, you know, when you go to college, that's when you're going to meet people who you really, really get to know them. You figure out who they are as people, and you just connect, and your souls connect, and you meet your lifelong friends. And so far, you know, I believe that to be true, and I've met a lot of really amazing people, and I really do think that they've affected me positively and for the better, and I'm really grateful to have them in my life. All right, guys, so we are gonna go into a quick break. I'm just gonna take a small little break. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to College Survival Guide, usually Wednesday 7 to 8, but tonight Fridays 8 to 9. And I'm DJ Royal, and I will be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio. Did you know that Angela Salinas, a retired Major General of the U.S. Marine Corps and a role model for women in the armed forces, is a Dominican University of California alumna? Salinas was awarded the Defense Superior Service Medal and was the highest ranking female officer in the Marines. She said that Dominican provided her with the environment to develop her leadership skills, discipline, sacrifice, faith, patriotism, and commitment. DU, Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu.
Hey guys, it's me again, DJ Royal, and we're back. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, and you're tuning in live to College Survival Guide, How to Survive the Best 4 Years of Your Life. So I'm just going to dive right back into the topic I was just speaking about. So friends, the friends that you're going to meet in college, may that be your roommates or people that live across from you, people in your classes, people in clubs, anyone that you might meet that becomes your friend, lifelong friend, and back to communal living. So we all know the horror stories of roommates, and while roommates are amazing and it's going to be like a really great experience, there are always downsides to stuff like that. So a couple of like, you might notice just a couple of small like irritations. Like I know like my sister currently, she is going to LMU and she feels like she's the only one taking out the trash in her room. And of course, you know, she's super easygoing and sweet and just nice. And she doesn't like to make waves. She doesn't like to cause problems. So she's not going to be, hey, I always take out the trash, or she's not going to call anyone out. So she's the type of person. She's like me. She's just going to keep, you know, taking it out and secretly being really annoyed and pissed off, but she's not going to say anything. But that's just, she made me laugh when she told me that, because I've definitely had a similar experience. And it's stuff like that. It's so small, and in the bigger picture, you're just like, why am I getting worked up about that? But it's true, like little things like that, that's what, you know, back to what I was saying about it tearing friendships apart, that's a little bit what goes on, because there's little things every day that you get slightly irritated by, and it just kind of builds up. Or it's things that personal pet peeves that you've had throughout your whole life, or just things that bother you. And it's just a part of your personality. Like, you get bothered by, like, I know someone, I had a friend who was talking about hair in the shower or something like that, and how that just really bothers them, and it's gross. And it is gross to see other people's hair. Like, it's just like wet and clumped up, and it's really disgusting. But people have different things that bother them. And if you are living with someone 24/7 and you're in their personal space, and then you get to know their routine, and everyone has their routine. Like, some people like maybe, you know, I, you know, wear makeup and do the whole routine with myself like every day. And maybe that could be irritating to someone, because they're like, why are you? I mean, of course, like, I try not to take too long, and I try to respect, you know, my roommates and the time and all of that. And I kind of have like a quick slap it on and go. But some people, you know, excuse me. Sorry about that. I have a little cough. But some people do things that are just going to bother you. And like, some people, you know, sing in the shower, or they do something that just really is going to irk you. But that's part of like kind of learning to live with other people. But of course, some of the positives of living with roommates and just living with your friends. So as I mentioned, me and my friends, we were all kind of across from each other. Like, you know, we had to walk through Edgehill Village, which it's super small. Everyone complains about it being a hike, you know, to Building 6, but it's not that bad in the grand scheme of things. But when I was going to visit my friends' rooms, you know, one main thing with me and my friends is we, you know, share clothes. And luckily, like, we're all around the same size, but it's so fun. Like, I love clothes, and me and my friends, like, we love, you know, like, dressing up and going out and looking cute and slaying. But we, you know, we swap clothes, and I'm like, hey, can I borrow that top? Because it's so cute. So that's like a really fun aspect of living with friends. And again, that's just like a small dumb thing, but it's kind of cool. Like, since you're right there with your friends, you can get their opinions, you know, you can get do each other's makeup, hair, like get ready together and, you know, go out, have a good time. Again, have like sleepovers and stuff. And then another cool thing about living with people is I know me and one of my really good friends, we decided to be roommates last year together. And we, you know, decided this freshman year, and we were really looking forward to it. And then the summer before, of course, we were preparing and, you know, just like texting each other. And we had a group chat with our suite mates as well. And we were kind of figuring out what we were going to do with our room, because it's really fun. It's super exciting. Like, you decorate your room at your parents' house, and it's really cool. You kind of just do whatever. Like, I have my walls at home are pink. And I have, like, all these magazine clippings of all this, like, beauty, makeup, and hair stuff, and, like, fashion, runway, like, because that's, like, something I really love and am passionate about. But it's all over my walls at home, and my room at home is kind of like a compilation of myself growing up. But then coming here, All right, I'm sorry. We're actually going to take a quick break. Again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Royal, College Survival Guide. Thanks so much.
Bonita la paz, bonita la vida, bonito volver a nacer cada día. Bonita la verdad cuando no suena mentira. Bonita la amistad, bonita la risa, bonita la gente cuando hay calidad. Bonita la gente que no se arrepiente, que gana y que pierde, que habla y no miente. Bonita la gente, por eso yo digo bonito.
Sorry about that, guys. We are back. I am DJ Royal, and this is College Survival Guide on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I was having a bit of a coughing attack there. But right back to what I was saying. So, again, me and my roommate and my suite mates, but especially me and my roommate, because, you know, we were in the same little bedroom together, we spent the whole summer just getting super excited and pumped about how we were going to decorate our room and what we were going to do and, you know, what I was going to bring and what she was going to bring. And it's just like a super fun time where it's a little bit of like an adulting thing, because you, in a sense, like, especially for me living in like the apartment styled type of dorm rooms, it was really fun because I felt like I was like going to my little apartment, like on campus apartment. And I, you know, got to decorate that, and we had a living room, and so it kind of, even though we didn't have a kitchen, it was kind of, like, the same idea as an apartment, and it was just really fun. Like, I just felt like I was playing adult, and it was really cool, and that's, like, a really fun, especially, like, for the girls, more so girls, I would say. Guys, of course, get into it, too. Like, they have their sports things and whatever they're into, like, up on the walls, but definitely, like, for me and my roommate, like, we're super girly, and we love decorating, and we're just kind of, like, you know, we looked on Pinterest and Tumblr and all these blogs of, like, how to decorate rooms and, like, what to use, and, like, you know, I bought a tapestry, and I was, like, what's the correct way to, like, put it up and stuff like that. So it's kind of dumb and silly, but it's cute, and, like, there's only really one time to do any of this stuff and to get into it and just, like, full-on immerse yourself in the college experience, and that's part of it. And living in the dorms and decorating your room, as simple and as silly as it sounds, it's a really, like, once in a lifetime experience. And Me and my roommate, our room was super cute. We got compliments on it all the time. And everyone was always like, oh, I want to see your room. Like, I've seen it in photos or, you know, I just want to see it. So definitely that's something to look forward to. I also want to talk about, so back on the starting over aspect of college. So most people, when they go to college, are going to a relatively new place. So not everyone, some people stay back home and they go to whatever college is in their hometown. But that's still in itself a different experience because you're still going to a new school and there's still new faces and it's still a slightly new experience, even if it's in your own town. But most people, including myself, go either really far away or they go a little bit, I'm like an hour away, but still, it's still pretty far. And where I'm from and where I am now in Marin County are like very different places. So I definitely feel like even though miles wise I'm not that far away, like culturally and like, you know, all that, I definitely feel like I'm more in like the Bay Area. And I am like living like Bay Area vibes instead of, you know, farm vibes. But anyway, part of going off to college and experiencing newness is like the new town or city in which you move to. And it is like it is moving. And even though you still, you know, have like home base at your parents' house or wherever you are from, like with your parents, grandparents, wherever you're from originally, wherever your home base is, you're moving in a sense. And you're moving to a new place. And I felt that way. You know, your parents and, like, my parents and I, we packed up most of my stuff. And a lot of the stuff that I left is just either stuff that I don't need or just, like, furniture or just things, like, from, like, my childhood and stuff, like, memorabilia. But a lot of my stuff, like, we loaded up our big car with boxes, and I think actually my sister and I have a lot of stuff, unnecessary stuff, so we had to take two cars. But anyway, it's like you're moving. You might as well get like a moving truck, and some people do, I'm sure, like U-Hauls. But it's definitely, you're moving and you're uprooting yourself and you're getting placed in a new town, new city. And even though I was familiar with Marin County growing up, because my parents of course love this area and they brought me here when I was little, it was still new. Like, I didn't know like every street corner and like every street name and like where exactly everything, every last thing was. And it's so fun. Like, I feel like you feel like a resident in this new place and you just feel like you've become like a citizen like of that little town. And it's really fun. Like, I, when people ask me where I'm from, now that I've lived here for like 2+ years, I feel like when people are like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, Marin County, like San Rafael. And it's really, like, it's kind of cool. And I like, have so much pride because this is, like, my college town and my college area. And this is where I'm finding myself and growing up. And this is where I'm living now. And I moved here and I chose this. So that's definitely, finding your way around is definitely a really good part of college. And, like, you get to experience, that's part of the newness. So you have the campus and you have the campus community, but you also have the surrounding community. So I have the San Rafael community, the Marin County community, and basically the whole like Bay Area community. But it's very different, and luckily you have like your college to kind of be your new home base, and you can go back to that. So when I'm in the city, or like city San Francisco, any of you are listening and are in a different part of the world or country, when I say the city, I mean San Francisco, California. So when I'm in San Francisco or another Marin little town like Kentfield or Corte Madera or something like that, Tiburon, I can go adventure there and have fun, but I still know that I have the security of the home base of my college, and I have the people there, and I have the support system there. So that's just a really cool combination. Like, you're not just moving, you're not just like a young person. That's why I think it's important to go to college, because you're not only getting the education in the classroom, but you're getting the education outside of the classroom. And part of that is learning to live on your own and learning how to be like a new person in a new town. So that, I've definitely felt that. I'm not just, you know, 26 moving to like Florida and I just bought a new house and I don't really know anyone or anything or the community. It's like I'm introducing myself into the real world slowly by going to college and getting to know myself in a new place. And it's really fun. You can do so much and you'll discover so many new things in this new little town. So as I mentioned, I obviously go to Dominican in San Rafael in Marin County. And I love Marin, and there's so much you can do. Like, I've definitely found my way around, and, like, I'm exploring every day. Like, I got a car this year, finally, thankfully. But I've, like, taken solo adventures, or me and my friends, like, will just hop in the car and, like, go find some new hole in the wall or find some new, like, cool road to drive on or, like, I don't know, some cool spot to, like, see views or whatever. But it's definitely like you'll find your way around and you find like all these cool things. Like there's Hippie Hill and Tiburon, like that's a really popular thing that people go to at my school. But there's so much more and there's like so much to do. And there's a lot of like outdoor stuff here, which I love, and like naturistic and outdoorsy things, which is really cool. And a lot of like outdoor activities, paddle boarding. Like, and since there are so many little tight-knit cute towns in Marin, shopping's a big thing for me. There's so much shopping to do, and I've definitely found the places I can go for that, which is really nice. Food is a really big thing, and you'll end up trying new things, and you'll explore new restaurants and places. Like my freshman year, I'd never had boba, and I didn't even know what it was. I was like, I don't know what that is, and it just kind of had like a weird name to me at first. I was like, what's boba? But anyway, my friends introduced me to it, and we went to Tea Pumps in San Francisco, and I just looked at it and I was like, I don't know what those weird little like balls are, but they're like squishy and weird and I don't want to drink this. But it ended up being really good, and at first, like my first boba tea was a little bit weird and I kind of didn't like it. I think I just got a weird flavor. But then the next time I went, I was like, oh, what the heck, I'll try this again. Don't knock it till you try it, like why not. And I love it, and, like, I always want, like, me and my friends are always going on boba runs. So you'll never know. You'll try new foods for sure, culturally. And the people you meet will influence that, too. Like as I said, like, I had no idea what boba was because it just wasn't a big thing where I'm from. And, like, no one really, like, knew about it. We don't have boba places where I'm from. But they're... your friends that you meet or people across the hall or people in the residence halls will kind of influence that, and you can all share your, it's where your experiences come together, and you can share that, and you can share parts of yourself and parts of, like, where you're from and things that you're proud of and things that, hey, like, I do this, or I'm a part of that, or I eat this, and it's really, like, I want to share that with you. Like, I want you to experience that too, and it's really cool. And also another thing I tried was pho. And pho itself has, like, a really, you know, weird kind of name. Like, kind of sounds like something else. So it's kind of funny to joke around. And a lot of people don't spell it correctly. Like, when I first spelled it, I was like, hey, are we going to get pho? And I said F-U. Like, I spelled it F-U. But it's actually P-H-O. And there's, like, some sort of accent marker symbol above the O, I believe. Not sure if I'm correct on that. But I believe there is, like, two little dots or something. But anyway, pho, we went to this little hole in the wall pho place, and pho is like a Vietnamese dish. It's like a soup type of thing, and it's so good. But when I first went, my friends took me, the same friends that introduced me to boba also introduced me to pho, and it was, we walk in and I was like, I don't know about this, and I was like trying to look at some of the people in the restaurant, like, what do they look like, like, what are, like, they obviously like it, or what are they eating, like, what do they order, like, how are they reacting to this food type of thing? Because I love trying new food, but sometimes it scares me because I'm like, I don't want to eat. Like, I'm not so adventurous with my food that I'm going to, like, eat a cockroach or something, or, like, some sort of, like, fried, like, bug. Or, like, because some countries, like, do that, like, scorpions and stuff. Like, I'm not going to do that. But I won't go that far. But this pho thing, so we went, and I just decided to, why not? I'm just going to get, you know, what my friends are ordering. They've eaten this a billion times, so I'm just going to try it out. It was so good. It was one of my favorite foods for, like, the longest time. Like, the rest of my freshman year, I tried it in, like, the second semester, the rest of the second semester, I was like, guys, like, when are we gonna go get pho again? Like, I'm still thinking about it. It's in my dreams. It's so good. So, and there's like the sauce that went with it. It was like an optional sauce, but like they were like, no, Allison, you have to have the sauce with it too. Oh, DJ, really, you gotta have the sauce too. So it ended up being super good. And yeah, so again, like on that note, kind of reeling myself back in, trying new things. And there's also gonna be like, so there's food, there's hikes, walks, like paths, like drives or beaches, stuff like that. And even there might be local concerts. So Marin is a very just like influential place, and I feel like in the Bay Area too, just very music oriented as well, and there are things you can do there's a lot of free stuff. I don't know where I was going with this. There's a lot of like free cool things, and of course that's perfect for college students. If it's free, it's for me. But there, a couple weeks ago, there was a free concert. There was like mics, there was some sort of cycling, I should know this, but there was some sort of bicycle cyclist festival, and like for like bikers, not like Harley Davidson, but like people that ride their bikes all the time. But there was some sort of festival for that. Oh, it was Cliff. That's what it was. Like the Cliff bars, like the nutrition bars. So it was Cliff Bar and like some other cycling company that they kind of collaborated on this like event. I think it was like a charity event and like raising money for like cycling. And there was this like outdoor concert, and it was just like we were totally vibing with it. But me and my friends went because we're like, hey, it's free. And one of my friends actually was previously a fan of the band that came to play was Portugal the Man, and they're from Alaska, and their music is very kind of like indie, I don't really know the genre, but I want to say like indie, that type of, like all the hipsters were there. Like we walked in and there's all the hipsters, like everyone was straight out of an Urban Outfitters catalog. Like they were like your poster hipster child, but everyone was super cool. And like, again, like we were just like totally vibing with all these people and like digging their outfits and stuff and like their personas. And the music was actually really good. And I will admit, one of my friends, she was DJ Scout. She was the only one that knew the band. But me and my other friends, so DJ Rilla and her other two friends, we didn't know the band, you know, starting out. We tried to listen to a couple songs in the car on the way there, but it was super cool. Like we ended up going and I was like, I like this music. Like I vibe with it. Like it's good. And it's a cool experience. And that happened to me my sophomore year, last year, me and my friend, my mom had actually told me it was the 49ers like Super Bowl kickoff thing, or no, not the 49ers, but it was the Super Bowl kickoff. And it happened to be hosted at the 49ers stadium. It was going to be in Santa Clara and at the new stadium for the 49ers. So they had the kickoff, like, bash thing in San Francisco. And all in, like, the newspapers and on the news and stuff, it was like, oh, hey, there's going to be a free concert with Ellie Goulding and Train. And, like, I don't think, like, a lot of people I knew didn't really know about it because, you know, a lot of us don't watch the news. But my mom ended up telling me, she was like, hey, you know, if you get the opportunity, there happens to be a free concert in San Francisco if you and your friends want to go. That might be a fun thing. And I was super stoked. Like, me and my friend, this is one of our first times hanging out. And we got really close after that. But, I'd met her sophomore year. So, again, back to friends. Like, you're going to meet really good friends and just hang out and do different things and explore. And then now we're, like, best friends. And she's one of my best friends. But anyway, back to what I was saying, we ended up, I do not promote this or support this, but we ended up ditching class, and we were like, hey, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, like, you know, it's not every day that San Francisco can host the Super Bowl kickoff party, so we're just gonna, you know, skip class for today and go to this free concert. And somehow, like, it literally worked out for us so well. Somehow, I think we took the bus or something. Yeah, we took the bus. Like, neither of us had a car, but we took, like, the cheap like $4 bus into, so you'll, again, transportation, you can, you'll have cars, buses, ferries, like there's all different types of ways, BART. But anyway, we took the bus, and then I think we munied or BARTed to the actual, once the bus stop. Anyway, that was like an adventure in itself. There are some interesting people on public transportation, but there's all types of characters that you'll see on there, but that's a story for a different day. But we get to this concert, and somehow, or we get to like the main place, and there's all these different activities going on, and we're like, oh my god, like where do we begin? But we get to the concert, and then somehow we just like, we get like our little wristbands, but this, we go to this line, so there's a really long line of people trying to get in, and we go to this other line that has like five people in it, because you know we didn't want to wait obviously, so we get in the shorter line, and the dude who gives us the wristbands gives us like this different color wristband, and we're like, okay, we don't know what this means, but then he basically gave us like a VIP wristband, and again, like this was a free concert, and I don't know how that happened and why it happened to us, but you know, we were special, and like we felt super cool, and like we got to go up to the front, and like we got to go in before everyone else, and there was like the mobs of people waiting in line, and this guy was like, yeah, you have those wristbands, the green wristbands, like go in because you have the green wristband, and everyone else held like yellow or something, so it was super cool, like we got to go in, and you know, we had like our concert outfits on, and we shoved our way like right up to the front, and like we were feet away from Ellie Goulding and Train, and like, yeah, like they're not like super, it's not like Beyonce, but like it was so cool. Like Train is obviously like a local like Bay Area band, and then Ellie Goulding, like, you know, like she's a great artist as well, and we were right there, and like on my phone was like my arm is obviously was closer, and my phone was closer than like my body was like on the ground, but my phone was like right up there, like I was like, you're right in my video, right in my line of sight, put that on Instagram and Snapchat for everyone to see, like it was so cool. And again, like there's stuff like that that spontaneously like you're just gonna do, and like college is a very like get up and go, like just pick up and go type of a time, and you'll just like get up and go do something, go out on some adventure, and it'll be super fun. We're going to go into a brief break again, just really quick. And then I'm going to bring on my dear friend, and a fellow Penguin Radio DJ, Captain Quality. He's going to, be talking with me more, about some things. So just stay tuned, shortly. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio. This is College Survival Guide with DJ Royal. How to survive the best 4 years of your life, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
That's why. Wings, feathers that float from Erebus pillows I sold to be consumed by the snow-white coals. If only I could play, if only the plaster could hold, withstand the flame, then this fountain torch would know no shame and be outstripped only by the sun that burns with the glory and honor of your
mind. DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, the Forest Meadows Amphitheater is located past the Conlon Recreation Center, encircled by the tennis courts and Kennelly Field. It is currently being used by the Marin Shakespeare Company to host the Shakespeare Festival in the fall. They have used this amphitheater since 1967. This location was used to hold a university's commencement ceremony up until 2012. This has been DU Did You Know, brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Ew.
right, guys, we're back. Again, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. This is College Survival Guide with DJ Royal. And as I mentioned before the break, I am here right now with Captain Quality, another fellow Penguin DJ.
Hey, what's going on, DJ Royal?
What's going on, Captain Quality? Thank you so much for being here today.
Super stoked to be here. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a really... I brought on Captain Quality because we just, again, we're friends. We're good buddies, and there's a lot of energy, and, you know, yeah, it's a great time. All right, so as I was mentioning before, I was talking about all types of things, but kind of with, like, branching out and trying new things. So food is definitely a big aspect of college, and Captain Quality being an athlete, I think he has a very good perspective on that. And also so the perspective of a college athlete and the perspective of a non-college athlete and NARP like myself. For those of you that don't know, a NARP is a non-athletic regular person, as the athletes liked to call us. But it's a common insult among the athletes. But basically, so when you go to college, you're going to have like a meal plan, most likely. You're going to live in the residence halls, and there's going to be a meal plan. And you're going to go to the cafeteria on maybe a college visit day, or when you're getting a tour, and it's going to be this array of food. And you might go with your, like, I went with my parents, and it was like a really good meal when we went. Not that it isn't now, but it's definitely different. You just get used to the food, and like, it's just all the same stuff. And Captain Quality, do you have any, what is your take on that? The whole college communal living food cafeteria menu.
Well, going to a couple colleges and definitely getting used to the whole idea of, you know, having that whole array of food in front of you. It's not hard to fall victim to getting used to having this whole just like option of food to choose from. I've seen, you know, different people fall into the trap of eating as much as they can and I've definitely been there. I'll come back from a practice and just, I'll probably, you know, my buddies will sit down and we'll eat for like an hour just. We'll be sitting and talking the whole time, but then, like, as we're talking, we'll just get up, get like another plate of food, get like a bowl of Cocoa Puffs or something. Like,
yeah,
as the night ends, like, I can literally remember, like, we're like the last ones there, and we'll start off getting like the regular food that's there, get like a couple, like, you know, get, like a salad or something, go back, get like a couple of like the snack, like the appetizer type, whatever they have out for appetizer type dishes, get another drink, come back, and then maybe get like of dessert, and then if we're still hungry, yeah, I'll get like a bowl of cereal or something. And I can't tell you how many times we did that. And honestly, like us, considering that we do a good enough amount of exercising, like, it didn't bother us too much. But like, definitely at my first school I went to in Maine, I definitely saw a lot of students fall victim to like the freshman 15.
Oh yeah, that the
which
the
is
notorious
it's
freshman 15.
It's super real thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even myself, I fell victim to it. Even here, as I came here, I gained like 10 pounds for a semester.
Yeah, like, I hate to admit it, but like, because it's just, you know, self-esteem, whatnot.
Oh my God.
Like, the freshman 15 is real. And I don't know if for myself it was freshman 15, but it was at least like freshman 5 and counting. And like, you know, I really had to like, it wasn't the fact that all the food was there. It was more just like everyone, since you're around everyone like always just like, let's just eat, or like people have snacks in their room, and like it's just like an activity, or like
snacks,
hey, let's
yeah.
go to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. like the and sna- it's just like it's so different from like for me, like I didn't eat like that in high school, and like growing up, like I had meals and I was like really careful, and then I came to college and it's just like my eating schedule was all over the place. It was a mess.
No, it's super true. I can remember the snacks thing is humongous. I can remember that because everyone in everyone's rooms, they've got some sort of snack that they like. And it's just when you go to someone else's room that's new, it's like you see a snack you haven't seen in a while, and like you look at it, and to you it's like, it's a God's gift to the earth. It's like some junk
exactly.
food you haven't seen in over a month, and you know this room happens to have it, and then your other buddy's room happens to have another snack, and like every time you see a different snack you haven't had in a while, you just look at it and you're like, oh my God, I want a bunch of it.
Yeah,
and
like
yeah, definitely.
One of my friends had I had never eaten Takis, and it's like a spicy chip, and I had never eaten it, and then she introduced me to Takis, and I swear, like, it, I can't be in the same room as a bag of Takis because, like, they're addicting. And I was like, I just, every time I knew she was going to have Takis. And when we would hang out in her room, she had Takis and I'd eat them. And it was a dangerous, dangerous thing.
Well, there was definitely something in the Takis because that used to be my problem with Flaming Hot Cheetos or Cheeto fries. I used to eat those religiously until I found out they pretty much destroy your body from the inside out. Yeah. They're so bad for you. But in high school, even in middle school, honestly, I would eat Flaming Hot Cheetos or Chester's Cheeto fries.
Cheeto fries are underrated, but they're so good.
I love the Cheeto fries. It's been so long, but I would eat them religiously. You know, you would think someone would pay me to eat them. And honestly, they were honestly so good. But yeah, it's one of those things, it's like you fall for these snack foods, and then like before you know it, you're eating snack foods like 4 or 5 times a day.
Along with
buffet style meals. And then there's always that like impulse, let's go out to a fast food restaurant at like 1 in the morning or something. Like, exactly. Hey, like, we're hungry now because we shouldn't be awake, but we are watching TV, eating snacks. Let's go get food because we somehow need a meal.
Yeah, we somehow need, you know, another 10-piece order of chicken nuggets and like fries.
No, it's so true. Like, again, I never, at home, I was never a fast food person. I had such a clean diet. And I came here, and like the first semester here almost, I just threw all that away. And just literally, I'm now just now starting to get back onto it, like my regular old diet of not eating junk food.
Same.
But even just today, I had a bunch of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, just like a guilty pleasure.
I had cake this morning because it was leftover from my birthday, and I was like,
birthday's a free pass though.
When do I eat cake? But definitely the fast food thing is like a big thing, and it's fun. It's like, you know, 2 in the morning, hey, we're going out to get some food. But like, that was a big change for me. I was like, we don't like, and guarantee at for us for DJ or for Captain Quality and I, especially at our school, Jack in the Box is a big thing, and guaranteed every night. If or whenever you go, there's going to be another Dominican student car there.
I've seen it. No, I was just going to say that.
It's all Dominican students.
I've
like
seen some of your buddies. 12, yeah, 1, Jack 2 a.m. I'm being dead serious. I'm not, my fast food choice isn't. Jack in the Box is always open. That's why it's so popular, because in Centerville, you know, obviously a lot of restaurants don't stay open super late.
Yeah, they close down. But Jack in the Box, I think Jack in the Box might be 24/7. Or it's open just
the drive
very,
is at
very
least,
late.
Yeah, it's open,
yeah,
super
the
late.
I'll
go there with my roommates because they love it. Again, I'm trying to stay away from the fast food right now. If I do get anything, I'll get like, if they go to McDonald's, I'll get like a McFlurry just because I'll have the ice cream just because I trust that more than like whatever they make their burgers with.
Yeah.
I honestly do. It's like I trust eating the ice cream with a little bit of M&M's in it over whatever they're gonna put in like their Big Mac or their chicken sandwich. Which I mean, again. When you're eating a McDonald's chicken sandwich or a McDonald's anything or fast food, like you feel like it hits your taste buds and you feel fantastic. But the second you finish eating it, you feel like a dumpster.
Oh yeah, honestly, speaking from experience, I will never consume McDonald's meat ever in my life. Well, unless it's like the chicken nuggets aren't too bad because you know they're small and you can kind of like see what's in it each bite. But the meat, like the beef. Oh, no way.
That's why,
I decided a couple years ago, I was tired of biting into like whatever little rock pebbles or whatever the hell was in the McDonald's meat that I kept biting into.
Shady
it was
stuff
disgusting.
That's why I'll only get the McFlurry or like an ice cream cone.
The ice cream and the fries, very safe bet for college students and people in general eating McDonald's.
I mean, if you're trying to stay healthy, I'd stay away from the fries.
Oh, yeah. If you're trying to stay healthy, this is probably a bad approach, but if I really want McDonald's fries, I'll say, you know what? I'm going to eat McDonald's fries for dinner, and that's going to be my dinner.
Oh, my God. Isn't that so bad?
And it's super unhealthy, but hey, like, whatever works. It's all about calories. I mean, to some degree. But, of course, for an athlete, you know, it's like you need your protein and, like, the calories matter and, like, what you're putting in your body really matters.
Yeah, McDonald's is not – yeah, it's not a good source of nutrients. That's why, like, something like ice cream, which is, like, the only guilty pleasure I'll ever have, it's – not necessarily, it's not nutritious.
It's not nutritious,
but it's just, yeah, it's just like sugar and dairy, which is like much easier to burn off than whatever you're gonna, whatever, like, you know, Big Mac and fries.
Exactly.
I guarantee it's much easier to burn off, you know, some ice cream over, you know, yeah, a McDonald's burger and a bunch of fries and a 10-piece nugget, you know, and again, like, it might not seem like it, but I promise you that's the case. Or my roommates will go to Jack in the Box, and they will, they'll get, oh my, the Jack in the Box, first of all, it's not cheap, and they'll get literally 4 or 5 things between the two of them, and I mean, it ends up costing them more than they want to pay, but again, they're going there, they're hungry, they're not thinking about how much it's going to cost them, they're just quote-unquote hungry at, like, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they want their old room, they want the roommate to jump driving to Jack in the Box. And yeah, they'll get some good stuff there. And I can't remember.
Oh, that's the other problem. So Captain Kalani and I both, you know, go out frequently with our friends. That'll get you. If you drank too much juice, you're going to have the munchies hardcore. And that's what prompts half the time you wanting to go to a fast food restaurant later.
Well,
night,
that's why,
you're
starving. Especially Jack in the Box, they appeal to kids like that who.
Oh, yeah.
quote-unquote drink too much juice or quote-unquote, you know, smoke some non-tobacco, and they have this thing called the Midnight Munchie Meal.
Oh yeah, they have them, they have that.
I've not under the influence or anything, I've like had the Midnight Munchie Meal like late at night like twice in my life. Once when it first came out because I thought I wanted to try it because the commercials were so dumb and funny, and once on 4th of July going into my sophomore year of college, and I'll tell you, it's like five bucks. It's pretty cheap, but all the stuff that comes in it is so terrible. And like you eat it and you're just like, oh, I'm just eating it and I'm just like, oh my god, it's so good. And then, like, I just look at like what's in the box, and like I remember I got it, it had like a jalapeno like melted cheeseburger, like,
oh,
two
yeah.
tacos, like jalapeno popper fries.
Oh, the just, poppers.
And it was like,
oh,
and I was eating,
so
I'm just
good.
Eating it. I'm just like, oh my god, and like. I have to think, I'm looking at myself like, this is like 4,000 calories.
this is like 5 meals.
This is literally like so terrible. You could have had like a much better, more substantial meal. And this is one of the worst things you could put in your body right now. I'm looking at it and like, this is like, it's not like that's the only thing I had to eat that day. And I'm looking at like, this is 4th of July. I've been snacking all day long. I've been eating meals. You know, my friends bake cupcakes. I'm eating that. It was just like, I was looking at myself like, what have I done? It's one of those. It's again the second you eat fast. Why you got away from fast food? Because the second after you eat it, you're just like, you know, what have I done? And that's like That's a big thing for health and diet's a big thing for me. Ever since my senior year of high school, I've always been really adamant about it. Which is why even if I have like a guilty pleasure ice cream, I feel so bad. But even though I know I can burn it off a day later, like it's nothing. In my head, I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But it's like 20 times worse when you eat like a fast food thing because like it destroys your body. And you feel it the next day when you're trying to work out or run, as opposed to like, you know, again, like an ice cream or something like that. Like, cause it's not good. Ice cream's not necessarily going to kill your body, you know, over here and there. But from personal experience, if you eat like, you know, fast food or just food that's not like just really low nutrition, really not good for you, like chips, fast food, junk food, soda and chips, the two big ones. I stay away from them completely. I know that like, if you literally you eat them and you go out to exercise the next day, and if you're someone who exercises all the time, like, yeah, like I work out like three practices a week, three workouts a week. So it's like I'm pretty active at least 6 days a week. And I tell you, if I from past experience, if you eat junk food or do something, you feel the next day and you feel like death. You're hacking up phlegm. You're just like, you feel like you're just like what's wrong with you?
Like gross.
And yeah,
you feel disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. Like you feel disgusting, and you just look at yourself like, oh, I don't know what this is from. And it's like, yeah, you had like, you know, you went out to the liquor store and got some, you know, giant bag of Cheetos, a pint of ice cream, and then went out to McDonald's and got two chicken sandwiches. That's all
so
coming back.
Course,
like, yeah, it's,
yeah,
yeah, you're feeling it. Your body rejects it. Honestly.
Yeah, I definitely. So from a NARP perspective, I feel like, so I've been in college for 2 years, I've definitely kind of figured out like my health / like fitness and food like diet situation, and this year, my junior, I don't have any snacks in my room. I just can't do it. For one, I've kind of overdosed on most of my favorite snacks because I just always ate them. So that's kind of been a good thing. It's like a blessing in disguise because I'm not wanting to eat them like in the middle of the night anymore. And I don't just like go eat Takis or like, I don't know, whatever candy, like my favorite candy or like anything like that. Snacks, hot Cheetos are obviously a big one for a lot of people. I love hot Cheetos. It's really good. But I don't have that available to myself anymore because I don't want to tempt myself. And I'm obviously, you know, in college, got to work on self-control in a lot of areas, and with food especially. So I just don't even give myself the option to eat it. And this year especially, I feel like I've really kind of just gotten a hang of, like, my health and, like, not really, regardless of this week being my birthday week, you know, a couple of slip-ups with, you know, eating out and eating cake and stuff like that. But I've definitely kind of learned how to, and also for me, since my friends will make fun of me, you know, all the time, they tease me about how we have to, like, drag DJ Royal to the gym, because you'll probably never see DJ Royal at the gym. I did go my freshman year, I do have to say. I am a little bit proud about that. Just because, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to try to go to the gym at my new college. But I just, first of all, I can't really keep up with the athletes, and it's a little bit embarrassing when I have five-pound weights, and then they're, like, you know, doing all this super, all these packets, all these workout packets and stuff. But so it's a little intimidating. But I also just, I don't like the routine and, like, the monotony of, like, going to the gym, and, like, that's not, so I try to, you know, for myself, you'll find ways to stay active, and some people it's going to the gym and, like, they have a set schedule, and other people like myself, like, I'll just do other active things, and I love being active, so it's not about that, it's just, like, I don't like the gym scene, it just kind of makes me uncomfortable, I don't really like it. You'll rarely find DJ Royal at the gym, if ever. Maybe it's to pick something up or say hi to somebody, but you'll never, but I definitely, you'll find different ways. So whether, you know, you're an athlete and you kind of figure out your health and what your eating habits and stuff like that, or you're like me and you figure out ways to stay active and how to have, like, a good diet and keep up with that, you'll find it. And college is definitely, you're going to be tempted in your freshman year. Beware of the freshman 15 and counting, honestly, for some people. But you'll get the hang of it, and don't fret, like, you'll be able to figure it out, and you'll be able to, like, have self-control and discipline yourself, and just, and since we are growing, it's like our bodies are growing, and, like, we're reaching the point in our lives where we're not little kids and we can't just, like, eat all this candy and all this junk food and, like, get away with it anymore. Like, it's gonna start showing, it's gonna start affecting us, like, physically, like, with how, like, our bodies are, and also just, like, mentally, like, food affects, like, your mood, for sure. And they always say, like, if you're putting in bad things in your body, like, you're gonna, you know, maybe be more depressed or be more sluggish, or just kind of, like, some people get really, like, angry and, like, quick and short answers and just irritated and irritable. So, but then if you're eating healthy things, like, you're going to be happy and healthier, and exercising in general, like, they always say, like, that's one of the best forms of therapy, and you're just letting out endorphins, and you're releasing endorphins, and you're definitely active. Yeah.
Right. But going along with that, like, piggybacking off that, I mean, even without, like, telling heavy exercising, it's not even like that. You don't need to exercise heavy to stay healthy at all. Like, that's a completely false. You don't need to exercise a lot. When you're talking about your diet, honestly, it's, some people say 80%, I probably say around 70%. It's what you eat rather than how much you exercise. So it's Yeah, it's more important. Like, if you eat healthy and, like, you don't necessarily exercise a lot, like, you're gonna have a healthy diet. Like, if you're trying to lose weight, like, yeah, that's how it's gonna work. The exercising will just speed up the process, obviously, especially if you're trying to get, like, in some sort of physical shape rather than, like, looking healthy and, like, actually being healthy, being able to run or something. But yeah, it's definitely, like, huge majority of what you put into your body, and that just, it makes all the difference, honestly.
For sure. Well, thank you so much, Captain Quality,
of
for
course. I appreciate
talking
it.
About that with me and being here on this
Anytime.
Lovely Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Again, you guys are listening to College Survival on radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio, and thank you so much for tuning in with me for this last hour. It was a really fun time, and just kind of a recap of my show. So I was talking about friends and the friends that you're going to meet and how they're lifelong friends, and venturing out, and you're going into a new town and a new place, and you're figuring yourself out in this new town, and you're essentially moving into a new place and exploring that new place, and it's really fun. I also kind of talked about roommates and that whole situation, living with your friends and being in communal living, and the fun part of that, and also kind of the negative side, you know, always taking out the trash. Maybe you're the only one. But yeah, it was a really good show. Stay tuned next week. So next week, I'll be back at my same time, Wednesdays, 7 to 8. So tune in, and thank you so much for tuning in this past hour. We'll see you later.